Hello, this is Pastor Mike Ramsey, Solid Rock Baptist Church, Springville, Alabama. I would like to share my testimony with you for a few minutes. At the age of 11, growing up in Alabama in the Bible Belt, I attended a church on a Sunday morning, and the Lord spoke to my heart for the first time. That morning I walked out not knowing exactly what to do, and went through my life just as anyone else would do. We had school, things of that nature, and work. When I was 15, I was offered a scholarship into a private school to play football. And as we went to that school, I got into things I shouldn't have got into, alcohol, drugs. And I realized then that if I continued the path that I was on, that something horrible would happen. So I left the private school, went back to the secular high school at Pell City. And in 1978, I married my wife, Wanda. And we grew up and raised just like everybody else. We knew about church. I believed in probably more things than what many church members believe in. If you would ask me, do you believe the Bible is the Word of God? I'd have said yes. If you would ask me, do you believe Jesus is the Son of God? I'd have said yes. If you would ask me, did He die for your sins? I would have said yes. If you would have asked me, do you believe you ought to attend church? I would have said yes, and I would have died in my sins. As we continued on, I went to work for a company in the food industry, and I had my right leg severely broken, and my wife was babysitting a little girl from a good family, and she told me for the first time that she was praying for me. Others had said that before, but for the first time in my life, I really believed that she was praying for me. And she invited me to her church. And when my leg got better and I was able to get in and out of a car, we attended Mount Calvary Baptist Church on a Sunday morning on December 2nd in 1984. The preacher preached, and I was really unconcerned and about what he had to say. I thought that he knew me and was preaching at me. And so I determined in my mind that I would never go back to church again. I didn't need that. I felt that most church people, if not all of them, were hypocrites. And so we went home that day, and we began to talk about the church and church folks in general. And my wife said, I've got to go back. And so I said, well, I'm going to go with you. And so we attended back that night. And as we sit there in that church on a rainy Sunday night, the Holy Ghost of God come down and spoke to my heart. And I saw myself as God saw me, lost and undone. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:10 says, there's none righteous, no, not one. And that night I saw myself unclean, dirty, defiled. And that night I saw God as He is, high and holy and lifted up. As Isaiah chapter 6 said, His train filled the temple. And Isaiah said, woe is me. And that night I said, woe is Mike Ramsey, for I'm now in the presence of a holy God. And I knew that I didn't match up, and I knew that there was a problem. That night that preacher preached, and he said that if God has spoken to your heart, that you can come down to an old-fashioned altar, repent of your sins, and trust Jesus Christ to save you. And that night I went down to that old-fashioned altar on crutches, and I bowed my head and got up on my knees there, and I cried out to a holy God. And God in His mercy saved who I believed to be the chief of sinners. And that night I experienced the glorious grace of God. And that night, Jesus Christ came into my heart, and I became a new creature. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, old things have passed away. All things become new in 2 Corinthians 5:17. And that night I experienced what I believe and still believe to be the greatest miracle on earth, is how God can change a sinner and turn him into a saint. And friends, I want to encourage you, if you've never tasted the grace of God, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. There's not one person listening to the sound of my voice that their life is pleasing to God without the new birth. And I want to encourage you to seek the face of God while he may be found. Cry upon him and he will hear. And you can turn from your sin. Paul gave the perfect example of what it means to be born again in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. He said how they turned from idols and turned to God. And friends, I want to encourage you to come to Christ. He's fixing to come back. And I want to encourage you to be saved and experience the joy and the privilege that I've embraced since 1984. My only regret is I did not get saved when I was 11 years of age, where I could have studied longer. I could have become a better prayer warrior. I could have become a greater Christian at an early age. I want to encourage you to be born again. Amen.